creepy tales of Hollow Hills, we will journey deep into the legends of this awkward little town. Today's episode, 'Twas the Night Before Halloween. This podcast is presented by VCDI and TCDI. In the town of Hollow Hills, where the fog clung to the ground like a shroud, there was a legend that no one dares to speak of, except on the night before Halloween. On this night, it was said that something ancient stirred in the old cemetery, hidden deep within the forest, past the gnarled trees and twisted roots. The place was called the Whispering Grove, where the wind always seemed to carry faint, unintelligible voices. On the night before Halloween, the townsfolk would lock their doors, pull their curtains tight, and light a single candle in their windows. It was a tradition, a way to ward off whatever haunted the Whispering Grove. But for Anna, a young journalist eager for a scoop, the legends were nothing more than superstitions to be debunked. Anna had just recently moved to Hollow Hills and was fascinated by the town's eerie tales. She had heard about the Whispering Grove and the supposed curse that befell anyone who dared to enter the cemetery on this night. Determined to uncover the truth, she packed her camera, flashlight, and a notepad, and set off just as the sun began to set. The path to the Whispering Grove was narrow, the trees seemingly too close in on her as she ventured deeper into the woods. The air grew colder, and the sounds of the forest became distant, almost as if they were being swallowed by the encroaching darkness. But Anna pressed on, her curiosity outweighing the gnawing sense of dread building in her chest. When she finally reached the cemetery, a full moon hung low in the sky, casting long shadows that seemed to dance on the ground. The iron gate creaked as she pushed it open, and the gravel crunched under her feet as she stepped outside. The tombstones were ancient, their inscriptions worn away by time, but there was one that stood out. A large weathered stone at the center of the cemetery, draped in creeping vines. Anna approached the stone, her breath visible in the cold air. She could feel her heart pounding, but she brushed it off as nerves. Just an old grave, she thought, nothing more. As she raised her camera to take a picture, she noticed something strange. A faint orange glow emanating from behind the stone. Curious, she stepped closer and peered around the gravestone. There, in the ground, was a small, hollowed-out pumpkin, its interior flickering with a dim light. Inside the pumpkin, something glimmered. A silver locket, old and tarnished. Anna knelt down to get a closer look, her fingers trembling as she reached out to pick it up. The moment her fingers touched the locket, the wind picked up, swirling around her with a force that nearly knocked her off balance. The whispers grew louder, no longer faint but clear and insistent. Anna's heart raced as she looked around, expecting to see someone, anyone in the darkness. But she was alone, or so she thought. She quickly snapped a photo of the locket, intending to leave. But as she turned, the ground beneath her seemed to shift. The earth trembled, and a low rumbling sound echoed from deep below. The gravestone she had been examining cracked down the middle, and from the split, a black, tar-like substance began to ooze out, spreading across the ground like a living shadow. Panic set in, and Anna started to run, but the shadows moved faster, creeping up her legs and pulling her back. The whispers had turned into guttural growls, and in the distance, she could hear something. No, someone screaming. She twisted and turned, trying to free herself from the grip of the dark tendrils, but they only tightened, dragging her closer to the cracked gravestone. From the ground, from the darkness, two glowing eyes emerged, followed by a skeletal hand that clawed its way out of the ground. The creature's face was hidden in the shadows, but its grin, a wide, toothy smile, was visible even in the pitch-black night. Anna's scream caught in her throat as the creature lunged at her, its bony fingers reaching for her face. And then, everything went black. Hours later, a faint light flickered on the path leading to the cemetery. A search party had been sent out where Anna hadn't turned. As they approached the Whispering Grove, they found her camera lying on the ground, its lens shattered. The last photo taken showed a blur of motion, a distorted face, twisted in terror, and two glowing eyes staring directly at the camera. But of Anna, there was no sign. The townsfolk said that she had been taken by the spirit of the Whispering Grove. Just another soul lost to the night before Halloween. And every year since, on this very night, the whispers grow louder, as if calling for more.